It's time for the Drive's Top 5 at 5.
All right, here we go. Quitting time on your Wednesday, 5 o'clock here on the Drive. Russell and Bear back with you. Fan Run Radio coming to you live this afternoon from Old Ben Franklin Motors in West Knoxville. Good to be back out and on the road with you this afternoon. Top 5 at 5 brought to you by Crown Cleaners, folks. It's Starch Madness. Yeah, we missed out on March Madness, and ain't that a shame. But we have Starch Madness, Crown Cleaners. Bring in 3 dress shirts, get the 4th laundered for free. It's Starch Madness, and all you have to do is go to our website, fanrunradio.com, click on the Starch Madness logo, download the coupon, print it off, take it with you up there to Crown Cleaners, get your shirts cleaned at Crown Cleaners. Number one, the NCAA D1 Council voting today to allow voluntary on-campus athletic activities to resume in football and men's and women's basketball starting June 1st. After the pandemic forced the shutdown of sports across the country, the council had banned all on-campus activities. That moratorium was set to expire May 31st, and it will expire indeed. Already, athletics directors are making plans to have athletes return to campus. Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith said on a teleconference earlier today that the school would allow voluntary workouts to resume on June 8th. Pending university approval, I guess they would move that up. Bear, that was kind of one of my talking points coming out here until the news dropped today was, you know, if Ohio State's going to start June 8th, you know, these SEC schools weren't going to sit around and wait till June 16th like they were talking about. They were going to have to move it up a little bit. And now, now everybody's going to have to move it up.
Well, yeah. The SEC's not going to wait.
They're not going to give the Big Ten a week-long head start.
No, absolutely not.
Not how we do things down here.
Uh-uh.
Number two, speaking of Ohio State, their athletics director also on that same press conference said that his department has run several social distancing models to consider having fans in the stands for games this fall at Ohio Stadium. It has a normal capacity of 100,000. He said it would hold closer to 20 to 22,000. Says we've played with that a little bit as a framework to start as we move forward and think about what we'd ultimately be allowed to do. Says he struggled with the idea of having fans in the stands the onset, but now thinks he can accommodate it. So
you see the kept saying that, you know, you kept talking about the upper bowl being empty, you know, depending on how many people they allow into these stadiums, there'll be people up there. Everybody's going to be spread out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's just, that's why they're only going to be able to put, like, you know, I would say if they're thinking around 22,000. Have you ever been up there to the Horseshoe?
I have not.
I mean, it's kind of, it reminds me of Tennessee back when I was, you know, when we pretty much had the same deal here. But, I mean, there's just going to be, people are going to be spread out all over the stadium. You know, you're not going to have 3,000 in the lower bowl sitting elbow to elbow. That kind of defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. What where does Ohio State, where do Ohio State fans rank, Bear, on your list of, like, fan bases that really irritate you, that you would just hope not?
They're definitely probably in the top 5 to 6. Yeah. I mean, the only thing holding them out of one of the top 4 slots,
mm-hmm,
is that they're not in the SEC.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, it's good that
they're diluted.
Uh-huh.
You know?
It's good that we don't have much contact with Ohio State fans here at Fan Run Radio, because otherwise it would be uncomfortable, wouldn't it?
I would make it uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can't stand them. They're like, to me, you know what they are, Russell?
What's that, Bear?
They're Big Ten Georgia.
Big Ten Georgia.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. They've won.
With a little bit more success. That's the kind of hatred I feel towards them.
Yeah. A little bit more. They have won 2 national championships this.
Well, I don't really count that first one. Because, you know, my man Willis McGahee and the Hurricanes got gypped. The Phantom Call.
Or you count the next one when they just absolutely bent Alabama over the barrel and showed them.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, the Kiffinator did Kiffin things in the second half and decided to throw it 50 times when he had, you know, that stable of, you know, Brahma bulls. They could have just crammed it down their throat. But, yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah, I got to give him that one. Okay. Go ahead.
I just find it interesting, your attitude towards him. Number three, Dallas Cowboys defensive end Aldon Smith has been granted a conditional reinstatement to the NFL from an indefinite suspension for violation of the league's personal conduct and substance abuse policies. Move will allow him to take part in meetings with Cowboys coaches and teammates in the virtual offseason program beginning next week. So Aldon Smith is back. He's 30
Why?
Now. What? Why?
Why?
Guess they feel like he's paid his.
Well, they feel like he's not a woman beater anymore. I figured out, you know, is he suddenly had a, you know. That's disgusting.
He's been suspended for 5 years.
Yeah, I thought it should have been a lifetime suspension myself.
Since 2015. What about the other guy, Greg Hardy? Was he suspended for life?
I don't think so. He had his biggest problem wasn't, you know, as crazy as it sounds that he likes to beat the hell out of women. His problem was that his skills deteriorated.
Oh, I don't know about that. I think he was accused of beating on a female and, as I recall, throwing her onto a bed covered with illegal firearms.
Yeah, and then he got found not guilty of that when he had a trial by, I can't remember, he had a trial by judge. No. After that he was found guilty, and then he exercised his right to have a trial by jury, and then I guess the girl got paid a settlement or got scared.
Ah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he was found not guilty on that
So basically, cooperate. Everything he was accused of was true. They just paid the girl to go away.
Yeah, yeah. Did you never see the pictures of her? She put him out there on social media.
Yeah.
She wanted people to see.
No, he's not a good person. And it's weird, too, because I remember when he first got, when he first did MMA, like, there was a lot of, like, why are you allowing this guy in? And then he fought in, I believe it was that first event a couple of weeks ago. And, like, he's getting, you know, newsflash, like, he's really good at beating people up. And he's good. And I guess
he's done better than I thought he was going to.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, you know, this is the sport that had, what was that guy's name, War Machine?
Yeah.
Who almost murdered his porn star girlfriend and some poor schlep, guy that was helping her out.
We're starting to learn a lot about Conor McGregor, maybe not the nicest guy.
Shocker.
Away from the octagon. And
a couple really? Of
guys, yeah, severe anger management issues.
Yeah, it's an occupational hazard.
Number four, NBA teams are expecting the league office will issue guidelines around June 1st that will allow franchises to start recalling players who've left their markets as a first step toward a formal ramp up for the season's resumption. It's a mouthful. Teams expect a similar timeline from the league on when they'll be allowed to expand group workouts that are already underway with in-market players, according to sources. NBA discussing a step-by-step plan for resumption of the season that includes an initial two-week recall of players into the team marketplaces for a period of quarantine, 1 to 2 weeks of additional workouts at team facilities, and a 2 to 3 week formal training camp. It's over a month. And barring any unforeseen turn of events, many NBA owners, executives believe that Commissioner Adam Silver will greenlight the return of play in June. And they are still considering a two-site format for the return of the season, including Orlando's Walt Disney World and Las Vegas.
So they're still going to try and do the plan where they get, you know, all of them in one central location.
They're considering it.
Oh. They're going to be running out of time pretty soon, man.
I think so, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not the biggest NBA fan in the world, so, you know.
I would love to. I'll tell you this. I would, if given the option of starting baseball right now or having the NBA restart in playoffs, go to NBA. NBA. I don't even think twice about it.
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I don't know, man.
Love the NBA playoffs.
I'd probably go the opposite. I'd really like to see some, and I can't believe I'm going to say this. I would really like to see some baseball right now. I think it'd be good for my mental health.
I gotta watch my words, because like I said that earlier the week, I said I don't really care if baseball, if they have it, you know, and oh man, baseball guy lit me up.
Which baseball guy?
I would prefer, you know, there to be, I would several of them on Twitter, like calling me all sorts of names. It was very, very unsettling. Bear,
did Big Twitter. Josh come after you?
Not a safe space amongst others. Yes,
those are two biggest baseball guys I know.
And was that number five, or did I miss? Let's see. Oh, here we go. Oh, number five. You're going to like this. Stephen F. Austin faces a series of penalties, including the vacating of games for a lack of institutional control. Level one NCAA violations involving the erroneous certification of 82 student athletes in 9 sports over the past decade. What do we say, Bear? The NCAA, so mad. They're so mad at Will Wade for paying players, and Sean Miller for paying players, and Kansas for paying players, and Duke for paying players, and North Carolina for running a fake school. They're so mad about all this that they're going to hammer Stephen F. Austin. They have thrown the book at Stephen F. Austin. They're serious about it, the NCAA, man. The rules matter, Bear. They take it serious. It's no laughing matter. It's not a joke.
It's a joke, bro.
It's not a joke.
Yeah. I mean, maybe Buck Pearl was right when he did that deal. I'm hell with it. I'm not talking to you all.
So if you
talk to you guys, I'm going to show cause.
If you're charging them with an erroneous certification of 82 players, what is it when North Carolina is running a fake college for athletes, basically dating back to when Michael Jordan was playing, like 30 years? You got guys coming out like Rashad McCants is like, yeah, I never went to class at North Carolina. I mean, is that not erroneous certification?
I feel like it is. What about the fact that it's looking like it's not been proven yet, but, you know, an intelligent person could follow, you know, along logically and know that Zion Williamson probably got paid upwards of over a quarter, you know, about well above $250,000 to play basketball for Duke University.
I mean, that scandal's already been swept under the rug. It's already off.
I mean, it never even, you know.
It never took off, did it?
No, they did a mind trick to everybody. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Zion did not get paid. So the only problem with that.
I don't even think they denied it. I think they just ignored it and it went away.
Yeah, what's really interesting to me is I'm really surprised, and maybe it's just because there's so much going on, that I'm really surprised that two things. Number one, the FBI mishandled that deal that they had the special on that we all watched about the runner, the Christian Dawkins, and the fact that the IRS isn't coming after hard after some of these people who have gotten, like, you know, these huge six-figure payouts to go to school, and they're not paying taxes on that money.
Mm.
That's, I mean, tax man will get you. That's who got Capone. That's who gets all the gangsters. And, I mean, you know, I mean, there's laws on the books, Russell. If you get busted as a drug dealer, you know, if they really want to be jerks about it, they'll slap you with a tax bill. You never heard about that?
I'm sorry, what now?
When you get, if you're a drug dealer and you get busted, and they prove that you've had this income, this illegal stream of income,
yeah,
with drug dealing, what? They'll hit you with a tax bill. Tax evasion charges. Because you didn't pay any sales tax on the product you were selling.
So you go to prison and into debt.
And yeah, you get hammered with, and that's how they can get these guys federal. and you start talking about, you know, you got state charges, federal income tax charges, and that brings in mail fraud.
I mean, you could just, you know, not deal illegal drugs.
That, and you could not take, you know, six-figure illegal, you know. I mean, but what happens, let's say little man. Let's say here in about, 12 years, little man's the, you know, the number one power forward in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at on another wing, the Stately Smith Manor, and let's say Stanford or Duke. You know, Krzyzewski's still rolling out there at 90. And you get $500,000 for a little man to go to Duke to play basketball.
Yeah.
What if you reported that as income and paid your taxes on?
I don't know, Bear. I don't know. I would be wary about that, though. I mean
it's kind of hard to hide $500,000.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. I would be wary about that. Has IRS gone after anybody that's ever been proven?
Not that I know of. See, I thought when this whole thing started with Christian Dawkins, I really thought that was going to be what finally took down, you know, the corruption in college sports, but more specifically, you know, college basketball, especially with the kind of money the shoe companies are throwing around.
Well, that would be about par for the course, right? There's like these kids getting paid, and they would come in and throw like the mom and dad in jail for not paying taxes, while the people that were doing the thing go scot-free. Although in this case, it does seem like the people that are doing the things are the main targets, the people who work for the shoe companies and the runners and stuff like that, which is probably as it should be. But I think a lot of us would like to see, I don't want to see Bruce Pearl in prison. I don't want to see Will Wade in prison, you know, but I would like
I'd like to see Will Wade in trouble. I mean, I'd Bruce like Pearl got fired. Butt got popped. He got taken away from his dream job, from the fan base that loves him and that he loves. And now he's been exiled down there in that godforsaken hellhole in Auburn, Alabama. And I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit up my feelings about Bruce today, Russ. You know, I'm missing him pretty bad.
Bear, do you have any guesses on Full Key Secret? Have you spent any time pondering that in the last 24 hours or so?
Not a whole lot, because I don't really give a whole lot of thought. I mean, he's one of the, you know, I am with the interns.
Yeah.
I don't really notice him that much.
You keep him at a shoulder's distance until you don't want to get close to him, because they come and go so quickly, right?
Yeah, I don't want to know their names in case they don't survive. I don't want to miss them. I mean, the bar's set pretty high.
What if I were to tell you, Bear, that there was a pretty significant clue dropped at some point on the show today about Fulkes?
I mean, you want me to lie to you and say that I'll go back and listen to the podcast, Russ, tonight?
No, I'm just going to throw that out there. You do whatever you want with that little piece of information.
I'll figure it out.
Including considering the fact that I could be lying. I could be making it up. You don't know.
You are the cerebral assassin, Russell.
I said, what if I were to tell you? I haven't told you. I'm just saying, what if I were to tell you? And you said it wouldn't be any big deal. Folks, Crown Cleaners, Starch Madness rages on. Go to our website, fanrunradio.com, to get the Starch Madness coupon. It's the best way to support Fan Run Radio, Bear.
Support our sponsors.
Three simple words. Three simple words, ladies and gentlemen, and yet they mean so much. Couldn't do it without them. FanRunRadio.com to get the Starch Madness coupon. All right, coming up, Tanner Carson is in the building, I believe. He'll be taking the wheel for Jam or Not a Jam. We have a special guest contributor coming up next on The Drive. We take a quick timeout. Back with more after this. More Fan Run Radio coming up.
The Drive.
Back with you live today at Old Franklin Bunkers in West Knoxville. 9711 Kingston Pike. You want to come see us across from the Chop House. Man, Chop House sounds good. Would love a big juicy ribeye right now, Bear. Baked potato with all the butter and sour cream. I mean, a lot of butter and sour cream.
Great.
Maybe some asparagus, grilled asparagus.
Chop House, you're sitting right across the street from me.
Right across the street.
Yeah, I like a good steak.
Steak is
good. Probably the last time I ate out. The boys took me out. We went out on my birthday. And got a big steak dinner. Can't remember where we at. It was delicious with some lobster dip and all kinds of stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I never get invited to these things.
Kind of.
You know.
It's kind of hurtful if I'm being honest about it. All right, Bear. We have Jam or Not a Jam. Tanner Carson is with us back in the Fan Run Studios, and we have a special guest player. Trey
celebrity.
Ooh, a celebrity guest
special
player.
Special celebrity Kingston. Guest contestant today.
Well, welcome him in. Who do we have?
What's up, Cody McClure? How's it going?
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, everybody's doing okay in quarantine. I see you guys not back at the studio yet. Still taking some stay-at-home time, but that's cool.
3 hours isn't enough of this guy, Bear. We got to bring him on for an extra 15 minutes so we can listen to tunes with him. I mean, what are you doing here?
He's a comedic genius. He's the other completely and totally misunderstood person that works at Fan Run besides myself. He's the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
I've been wanting to play this game for a long time. I hope you guys have some good songs in there. I'm excited about this.
Yeah. I mean, Cody McClure has Talk Sports weekdays, noon to three. Cody McClure has really, I mean, he's done it all at his employ. How long you been a Fan Run member, Cody? 2 or 3 years?
Almost 3 years. I think I got here at like the end of July of 17, somewhere in there.
And
so it's been a while now.
Yeah, during those 3 years, how many times have you genuinely feared for your employment status?
Usually just every tweet. I don't think I've ever said anything on the air that was too – well, yeah, I have. No FCC violations, though, as far as I know, so which I'm kind of surprised by. Do you ever think about that, Russ, when you're like when you're saying something and you might accidentally like drop an F-bomb? Have you ever done that?
I've done it before, yeah.
On the air you have?
Yeah, yeah. As a matter of fact, quick story here. It was one of the first times I ever met Houston Kress.
Oh, yeah, that's remember? Typically what I think when I see Houston Kress, too.
Yeah, I know. He just brings it out. You remember when him and Reed Carringer were working at Rocky Top Insider before? This is like 5 years ago, right? We were doing our show at National Law Rex up the street here from Old Ben Franklin Motors. And Reed and Houston came out to be with us there on location. And I was trying to say something else. I can't remember what I was trying to say, but just a completely different word came out. And it it begins with F and it ends with G. And it came out. And we had the producer back at the station was just like completely fell asleep, much like I imagine John Fulkerson is right now. And I was just like, oh, well, surely they hit the dump button. And the next thing I know, I'm getting texts from like the station manager. What the bleep is going on down there? I was like,
so it's okay for him to say it through a text, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? It was a double standard.
How hypocritical.
And, so, like, that afternoon, I get back to the station. I'm like, oh, man, this isn't going to be good. And the guy in the production room had the mishap pulled up on the computer and had it on loop. And it was just me dropping an F-bomb over and over and over and over and over again. Oh, they thought it was funny.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
It is.
Let's bring in
one of those for Rick.
Has he ever made that mistake?
He said the C word.
My favorite word. My favorite word. You know the word I'm talking about. It rhymes with hunt.
Oh.
The Oasis Brothers use it a lot.
Why did he say that?
He got tongue-tied and accidentally said it, but he said it much like you did. And I've got it on a loop. Cody here, I played it for Cody, Saturday night, Cody? We played that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was just fantastic stuff.
Yep. Yeah, that's a bad one, too. I mean, that when it comes to the words, the bad words, that's maybe number one. That's a rough one.
It's my favorite. It's
sneaky, unacceptable. And who would have thought, I mean, if Rick Butler were to get fired for cursing on the air before Cody or Bear, a lot of people would lose money in a betting situation over that one. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Let's move on. Let's bring Tanner in here for Jam or Not a Jam. Tanner Carson, good afternoon, sir.
Hello, Russell. Hello, Bear. And hello, Cody McClure. What's up, fellas?
What's up, Tanner?
Doing good. Doing good, my man. Tanner, Cody is fired up. You heard him. He's excited to play. Are you excited to have him play?
Oh, I'm very excited here. It's always nice where we get when we can get a guest to play this, and especially someone who, over at the station with me and Bear, Cody's up there and some of the musical nerds, I would say. Nerds in a good way, obviously.
Let's do it, man.
All right,
let's do it,
Cody. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. I already cut out the songs before I knew you were going to hop on here, so I have no stones for you, sir. I'm sorry about that.
Oh well, that's pretty disappointing.
I'm sorry. Forgive me somehow. Either way,
you knew all afternoon I was coming on, and there's no stones in the system.
No. I told you I already cut the songs, and I was busy, and I just now got back to
busy.
The station.
Yes. How are you busy? We're in the middle of a quarantine. What are you doing?
I find ways to keep myself busy.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
You can be busy during a pandemic.
All right.
With that being said, guys, here comes song number one. Someone.
So, I've told you, Bear, you and I were talking about this yesterday, how, like, there are certain bands, and Rage Against the Machine is one of them for me, that, like, I didn't appreciate in the 90s just because I was into other things, but now, like, the nostalgia factor, when that comes on, the old Sirius XM, oh, yeah, I crank it up. That's a jam.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I was never the big... They were a big Rage Against the Machine fan. It's not a jam.
Well, I mean, I'm not into like all the political message and all that stuff. But
it's okay, Russ. It's a jam, man. I mean, I'm serious. It's okay. I'm just saying it's not a jam.
Okay.
Not for me.
Well, I guess we put Cody on the spot right out of the gate here, and he gets to cast the deciding vote. McClure?
Yeah, fellas, I'm going to go not a jam on that one. That sounds to me like one of those songs that would be, you know, those old like WWF CDs, like that they would put out of like wrestlers' entrance music in the late 90s. It sounds like one of those. It reminds me of just those trash CDs I used to have when I was a kid. So it's not a jam for me. No good.
But the Degeneration X theme song was definitely like Rage Against the Machine inspired.
Yeah, I think that's what it made me think of.
Definitely.
Doesn't do anything for me.
All right, there we go. Gorilla Radio, Rage Against the Machine, Not a Jam, with Russell dissenting. Song two.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
It's on two.
Oh, man. Warren G.
Take us back.
In the 1990s. You know, we recruited his son a couple of years ago. I was talking to
didn't land him.
My boy Terry Fair was recruiting him. Yeah, he said he got to he knew Warren G and Snoop. I think like he played for Snoop's team out there in California or Las Vegas or wherever they were.
Yeah.
Got to know all those guys. Didn't land him though.
No.
Couldn't close the deal. But that's a jam. Regulate.
Yeah, that takes me back to that's vintage hip hop from the 90s. Rest in peace to Nate Dogg. That's a jam.
Yeah, I got to agree with you, fellas. I'm going to go, that's a jam as well. I think that one's unanimous. Like you said, Bear, it just kind of takes you back. There's something about the sound of 90s hip hop, you know, a rap. It just makes you, it's a good nostalgic feeling. I like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, just so smooth. That West Coast sound that Dr. Dre basically invented and perfected out there.
Makes me feel like I'm riding down Venice Boulevard. Tremendous.
Yeah, 6'4", drop top.
All right. The hydraulics.
There we go. It's unanimous. Regulate Warren G featuring, as Bear said, the late, great Nate Dogg. Unanimous right there. All right, here comes song 3. Song 3.
Oh, who has to know? Who has to hear that? This is awful, man. Turn it down. Not a jam.
Yeah, man. That's just that. I can't tell you who it is. It sounds like it could be one of like 20 of those horrific, crappy emo metal bands. That's awful. Not a jam.
That would be the All American Rejects there, and that is a jam. It's absolutely a jam. I wouldn't expect you two to get it. I wouldn't expect you and Russell to understand that that's a jam, but that's a jam. I heard it at its peak. I was a teenager at the time. So, you know, I was just getting to drive and people were jamming it in their cars. And so, to me, it brings back good memories.
Cody, I feel like punk rock might be there might be a gap there in Cody's musical education, Bear.
There's a huge jump. I mean, that's the saccharine. You know, enamel glossed up, overproduced Hollywood crap.
Yeah.
Compared to where it started with the Sex Pistols and the Clash back in the 70s, dude.
Yeah, it started with Keith Richards.
They call us the old dudes.
Started with Keith Richards, and then the Sex Pistols and the Clash took all that from him. But that's, I know it's overproduced. I'm not saying it's some kind of great instrumentation or anything, but you know what? It makes me move my foot a little bit. I like it.
All right.
All right, there we go. Dirty Little Secret, All-American Rejects, Not a Jam with Cody McClure, dissenting, and here comes song 4. Don't come in, I'll only run and hide. Who can it be now? Who can it be now? Who can it be now?
Who can it be now? Who can it be now? Can it be now?
Song 4, and that was a listener request, by the way.
Oh, man, a great song. Bear, I think I've told you this before. Yeah, Men at Work, Colin Hay, super talented guy. When I was doing music radio a couple of years ago, he came through town one time, and he came in studio, got to sit in there. It was just me and him. He's playing acoustic guitar. He played an acoustic rendition of that song, a couple of others. Just amazing, amazing talent.
Yeah, I watched a really good documentary on him. Kind of a Men at Work. There's a like tragic story.
Really?
Yeah, intertwined with that, you know, throughout his thing. And it's, I mean, his documentary is one of the strongest ones I've seen. But that absolutely is a jam. Takes me back, summer of 82? Swimming pool. That thing dropped.
The Land Down Under
was raging.
Good stuff. Cody?
Yeah, I got to say, not a jam. Sounds to me more like men out of work. I'm not impressed by it. Any song, see, that song basically just screams JCPenney, doesn't it? Like, you would be in a JCPenney, and that song would be over the loudspeakers. And I don't know if you guys know this, but JCPenney just filed for bankruptcy, and they're shutting down, like, a quarter of their stores. So much like the song and department stores in general, outdated, doesn't hold up.
I feel like it's too soon, man. A lot of people losing their jobs, and you're taking a shot, man. I don't like it, Cody. Don't like it.
It's just not for me.
All right. There you have it, a dissent from Cody McClure on Men at Work.
Who can it be now? Men at Work Jam with Cody dissenting and bringing up JCPenney, RIP. Well, RIP to like a quarter of their stores at least. All right, here comes the final song for today, song 5.
You're gonna go, I know.
Final song.
Wow, that's a really hard one to call. I know you love this song. I mean, this is yacht rock. This is right up your. What's that other?
I wouldn't even call it yacht rock.
Oh, it did. Yeah.
No, nah, man, that predates yacht rock.
No, that's a yacht rock classic right there.
From the early 70s.
It's one of those songs. I just don't have a strong opinion on it. You know, I mean,
this has never happened in Jam or No Jam.
See, Cody, I feel like that's a JCPenney song. I feel like that's the song that comes on, and it's just like it's in the background. You don't even notice it until it's halfway over. You're like, oh, is that Ventura Highway by America? I guess I'm kind of painting the picture of a song that's not a jam. Gotta say, not a jam, Bear.
Ugh.
I have to go jam just out of nostalgia. Again, great swimming pool song. Reminds me of the summer of 76, bicentennial year. You guys were just a twinkle in your father's eyes. I was, a wee lad just kicking it at the neighborhood pool, listening to some America.
Yeah, I gotta go jam for sure. I mean, I don't know how you can hear Ventura Highway and not just automatically be in a good mood. To me, that's what that song is. It just puts you in a mood. And I don't know. It makes me think of, kind of flying down Ventura Highway in California. Pretty interesting to me that somehow Ventura Boulevard got mentioned in this segment before Ventura Highway. I had no idea Tanner had that song. But that's a jam for me for sure.
All right, there you have it. Tanner, you want to run down the list one more time for us?
Here comes today's rundown. First, we had Gorilla Radio by Rage Against the Machine, Not a Jam with Russell Dissenting. We had Regulate by Warren G and Nate Dogg, Unanimous Jam. We had Dirty Little Secret by the All-American Rejects, Not a Jam with Cody Dissenting. We had Who Can It Be Now by Men at Work, Jam with Cody Dissenting. And then we just had Ventura Highway by America, Jam with Russell Dissenting.
There you have it. Cody, what do you think? Your first jam or not a jam experience?
I enjoyed it. Tanner, I feel like Tanner did a pretty good job on the songs, except for the first one. I didn't. I guess that's the point, right? You got to have some splits, right? Jam or no jam.
Yeah.
I guess that's the whole point of the segment. So, So good job, Tanner. I feel like Tanner did a great job. I feel like I'm very surprised you don't like Ventura Highway, but I feel like it was a pretty good segment. I enjoyed it.
All right.
Real quick, Cutter, are we going to get will we ever get an impartial judgment on this or that on your show? Or are you just going to continue to get screwed?
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say. Sometimes I win. Usually I lose. Most of the times I lose, so I don't know, Bear. I don't know. It's hard to say.
All right.
Cody, thank you for jumping on. You have a good day. Be safe, my friend.
You too, Russ. Thanks for having me on. Oh, by the way, I ate all your peanut butter crackers in your desk drawer, so I'm going to go get you. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I thought you were probably looking for a snack, but I was really hungry. So I'll go get you a pack here in just a little bit. I'll have you a fresh pack. All right, see ya.
It's an outrage.
How long have those things been in there, Russ?
They've been in there a long time.
Doesn't matter to Big Mac.
He was hungry. When you're like in the third hour of a 3-hour radio show, and you're really hungry, and it's just like, oh man, that's a horrible feeling, because like you need mind energy, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, we've all been there.
Yeah. I usually just hang upside down on my inversion table. But, you know, you eat peanut butter and crackers. We all do something different.
Tanner, what do we have scheduled tonight for overtime coming up next from 6 until 8 here on many of these fan-run affiliates?
Yeah, man. Good little addition of the show coming up here soon, because for the first time in a while, I'm actually going to have a co-host beside me, the great AJ Cook, being called out of the bullpen. He does great stuff online for us at fanrunradio.com. The first things first, guys, we are going to discuss the groundbreaking, shockwave-causing hiring of one coach Gus Dugerton last night and preview game one of the 2017 season, Tennessee at UCLA, and then we'll go from there.
Were there like 70,000 people watching that last night?
Over 70,000 when he made his coaching choice. Chose Tennessee over Georgia. Take that, Uga!
Unbelievable. Tennessee just racking up the W's. You love to see it. Stay with us.
Just a lame mascot. Ugga.
Little overrated.
Smokey'd kill that thing in a dogfight.
Little overrated. Stay with us. The drive continues. Fan Run Radio. We're going to take a quick break. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now, forever hold your peace. 865-546-8200, 546-8200. If you want to jump in, we're back with more right after this.
The drive.
We got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing.
Wednesday afternoon edition of the show. Russ LeBaire with you here for another 5 minutes or so. Overtime coming up next from 6 until 8 here on Fan Run Radio. I want to thank our friends out here at Old Ben for having us out. It's been good to be back. I want to thank Jets Pizza for feeding us this afternoon. Folks, if you are out doing some car shopping this week, or maybe you're waiting till the weekend, your shopping starts and ends right here. Old Ben Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike. Come in for a free test drive. They make it easy here at Old Ben to get the loan you need, regardless of your credit history. All types of credit, from good to bad, can qualify for a loan here at Old Ben. No credit, no problem. They'll work with you to secure a no-credit car loan if your situation demands it. And don't forget, check out these new Mitsubishis, ladies and gentlemen. They're flying off the line. You're going to find out why, man. When you sit in one of these things, whether it's the Outlander or the all-new Mirage, with the $4,500 rebate from Mitsubishi, a brand-new car with a 100,000-mile warranty for as low as $11,000. That's right. You could be riding in a new car for as little as $179 a month. And it's happening right here, right now. Old Ben Franklin Motors, come on out. Check them out. It's a beautiful day to do a little car shopping out here in West Knoxville. Bear, as we get set to wrap up another stellar edition of the show this afternoon, I got to remind you a couple of anniversaries here.
Okay.
This was actually yesterday. I meant to say this yesterday. We forgot this one. Yesterday was the 15-year anniversary of the Malice at the Palace.
Oh, one of my favorite nights in NBA history.
You believe it's been 15 years?
That's pretty wild, man. It's been almost 4 years since I joined the drive. It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
Both, the Mouse of the Palace, a stain upon the integrity of the game, and you joining the drive, a stain upon the integrity of Fan Run Radio. I'd say they're similar events.
Huh?
Also today, Bear, 9 years ago today, we lost a great one. Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah.
Passed away 9 years ago. Well, I know. Sad, isn't it?
Yeah, what did he have, a heart attack?
I don't know.
What got him? I think it was a heart attack. He had a heart attack while he's driving. That was a sad day for me. Young Bear kind of modeled my intensity after the Macho Man. Randy Savage.
I think we as a country lost a little bit of our intensity when Macho Man left us.
Yeah.
Glenn Jacobs on the show tomorrow. Mayor Kane going to be on the show with us this tomorrow afternoon, Bear. I believe 3:20 is when he's scheduled to join. Do you have any questions you want to pose to the mayor, Knox County Mayor?
A couple. Number one, I want to know,
questions about the virus and the reopening plan, not about Hell in the Cell 1997.
No, I mean, that was his crazy brother. That wasn't him. That was the Undertaker.
Okay.
But you don't want to bring up his brother that burned him almost alive.
Yeah, that would not be a good way to start the conversation.
No, I had a Tennessee football season centric question about the health department, what their role is, and kind of wanted to, ask him if he's planning on doing anything about crime in my neck of the woods. It's getting a little out of hand over here.
But you're in the city, aren't you?
No.
You're not?
Yeah, I am.
Well, that's not his jurisdiction.
Sure it is. The county can operate anywhere within the county. They don't have to stop at the city limits.
Yeah, but for crime in the city, you're talking about the Knoxville Police Department more so than...
The man promised me when I met him that if I voted for him, he would help me out with the crime in my area.
Oh. And he's not delivering on that campaign promise?
No, he's not.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, we'll let you take that up with him then.
I mean, do you want me to ask to tell you, you want me to softball the guy? I mean, I will.
Big thanks to, I know you will, big thanks to John, not that Fulkerson, back in the Fan Run Studios. Excellent job by you today, sir. Bear still hasn't learned your secret. Bear, we good here?
Yes, sir.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Enjoy your evening, my man.
You as well. Another day, another dollar, another stellar edition of The Drive in the books. Overtime coming up next from 6 until 8. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run Radio. The Drive.